Okay, welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Otto Loos.
Can't wait. Holly can't wait for the next segment of the Christina.
The next thing. Well, you see, sometimes you don't want to wait because it's sad, too. It's the last segment.
That's a good point.
So, like, you wait for Christmas and then it's over. Friday. The day after Christmas, you say, oh, we have to wait till next year.
That's but it is the weekly gift that keeps on giving that every Friday.
That's why we bring out the big box of tissues.
But on, you know, a serious note with these two, we have a lot of groups that you're still meeting throughout the winter. And we really encourage you, you know, if the weather permitting, to try and get out. You know, it's very hard, especially in, like, the winter season. People tend to not do as much as other, and, you know, you can't. It's very important to socialize, and we're about it at Project Independence. As I said, weather permitting, we don't want anybody coming out in crazy weather. But we have our Blankets of Love group, which is for all those quilters and knitters out there. And if you even want to learn how to do it, you know, you don't have to be advanced to do this. It meets on Tuesdays, and that's at Clinton G. Martin Park. And Robin Tovell, who's one of our JASA caseworkers, she facilitates the group. And she's actually learned herself how to quilt and knit, you know, just being the facilitator of this. And that meets on Tuesdays, 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. We also have a senior talk group, which meets at the Roslyn Community Center. And that's the first and third Thursday of every month. So it's coming up to be February 4th and February 18th. And Nancy Mizrahi, who's the director of senior citizen affairs at the Department of Services for the Aging, facilitates it with Janet Entine, who's one of our co-hosts on the radio program, and she's the president of Don't Move Away. And this is the first and third Thursday of every month, 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. And it's a group. You know, I said what I love about all the different options we have, it's kind of a different format each group has. So you can have the ability to go and see what works for, you know, your personality. You know, we'll give a shout out to our Romeos who like to say they don't need to have a format. They just come. There's no facilitator in the Romeos. That's the first and third Monday of every month at the Atria Cutter Mill. They, you know, there's coffee there. I always like to say that.
Right.
They're supplied with coffee. And there, like I said, there's no facilitator in that group. But then we have a men's group that has a facilitator. And that's at the Parkville branch on Fridays from 10:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. There's also a social discussion group that meets on Thursdays at 11:30 a.m. at the Parkville branch. It's really just, you know, it depends on what you're looking for. That's just a social discussion group, whereas, you know, we have the men group as well. So if you're interested in any of these groups, please call 311 or 869-6311, and we'll be able to tell you a little bit about it. You're more than welcome to check it out as well. And then in addition to these social groups, you know, the importance of support groups is definitely huge as well. And we're going to be having the caregiver support group and a bereavement support group offered at Clinton G. Martin Park in New Hyde Park. It's been offered in Great Neck. It's been offered in Port Washington. But now they're bringing it to a more centralized location. And it's really wonderful, these groups. I think it really, being around people who have gone through similar situations to you is a great part of the healing process. And, you know, I definitely encourage people to check it out. And Gail Sellis, who's one of our caseworkers, facilitates, and she does an amazing job. And I really, really encourage people that if, you know, these groups fit, you know, whatever's going on in your life, to check it out. And that's, you can call 311 to register for that.
Just to go back to Jim Smith, who was our guest in the second segment, went to a group after he came back from Vietnam. I mean, he didn't go for a year, but whenever. He ultimately went to a group. That these things are beneficial. I think people in grief, people in depression, people in any situation, give it a shot.
Absolutely.
You go to one, you say, this is not for me. But you might go to that one and say, I'm sorry I didn't come
sooner. And that's what, you know, I think makes it special. Is that, you know, you might be going in for one of these issues or concerns, but, you know, you could walk out with a friendship or, something more. And,
you know, it's not sometimes people have this stigma about support groups that it's like a sign of weakness.
Absolutely.
Your part.
Right.
And it's not a sign of weakness. To me, it's a sign of strength. it means you're admitting that you have a problem.
Right.
And you really need to have some help, education, whatever you want to call it, to get your way through it. This the bereavement support group, by the way, seems like it's people feel like it's about a spouse. It can be about a spouse, but it can also be about losing close friends, because a lot of times when you get older, you tend to lose a lot of friends.
Mm. Right, that's true.
You know, you may need a little support in working your way through that. There's nothing. It's better to do that than to sit in the house and brood about it.
Right. You know, it's showing that you want to, you know, better your life and to, you know, get it on track and live healthy and happily. So it's definitely something. And like I said, you know, I've heard absolutely wonderful things about these groups. So if you're interested, please call 311 or 869-6311 and check that out.
You bereave, actually. You could bereave about growing older, period.
Yeah.
Well, Forget about absolutely
grieving for anybody. You just... You know, I go through stages myself in my own life, I'll admit, that you look and you realize, you say, geez, you know, you are getting older.
There's right, no right,
fact.
Right. Huh?
That's a fact. And that has its...
But Otto's like a fine wine, so it doesn't really...
Oh, you're good.
Yeah, but, you know, the reality of life is... Everybody does get older, and
right, of course,
you know, and should want to. We always like to
and
say,
should
you know,
want to,
and
because that's a good
right.
thing.
Yeah.
You know, it's better than the option.
Right.
And but you may need a little help along the way, you know, as you get older.
No, and I think that that's 100%. You know, in Project Independence, like I said, it's. You know, there's so many different, we try to cover all things, you know, because everyone's at a different stage in whatever their life may be. Their situation is different. Like I say, you know, some people just might need a social group or some people might need a support group. So having, you know, and you could join both if you want to,
right,
you know,
right.
So it gives you, you know, a lot of options and it's
That's
really.
That's true. Very good point. Join them all.
Right.
Because there's no definition of you're allowed
absolutely.
To be in one and you may get a piece from each one that you enjoy. And that's
exactly.
the end of the day. That's whatever you want. It's there for you. The town is offering it.
You know, the flip side of that is you may be offering some help to other people as well.
And that's, you know, I'm glad you said that, Otto, because, you know, you might not realize that, you know, your experience and what you've been through can really help somebody else, too.
Right.
So it's
which it many times it does.
Right, right.
I think.
Oh, I agree with you. Yeah. Nobody knows what you take away from a conversation.
No.
And sometimes it can be a year later.
Mm-hmm.
And all of it, or even reading a book or something, you say, wait a minute. Didn't Otto say that? Didn't Christina say that? It's like, wow. Because now it's registering.
Right.
When you said it, it didn't mean anything to me.
It's true. You know, that's
There's no quiz when these things are over.
Right. That's important. That is important to add. There is no quiz after these. On another note, though, I really want to tell people a press release came out through the supervisor's office, and it's just really to stress the importance of knowing about carbon monoxide. January is Carbon Monoxide Awareness Month, and it's just a great time to be reminded of, you know, steps to take, because it really is something that it's odorless, it's invisible, so people don't tend to know, you know, what might be going on in the house. And you hear these horror stories on the news about, you know, a family that passed away because they, you know, didn't know what was occurring within the house. And just want to tell people just some tips is just to make sure that you have your home heating systems inspected and serviced annually by a trained service technician. Never use portable generators inside your home or garage. And it doesn't matter if your windows or doors are open. Do not do that. Use them outside only and as far away from the house as possible. Open the fireplace damper before lighting a fire and keep it open until the ashes are cool. An open damper may help prevent buildup of poisonous gases inside the home. And never use a gas range or oven for heating. A lot of time, you know, we've come across a couple of seniors who thought they can cut some costs of their heating bill by, you know, turning that stove on and having it open. You know, I do not do that,
wow.
obviously. And, you know, there's all advice. I know in my own home we have, you know, the fire... What is it? The fire. Yeah, the smoke detector. There we go. The smoke detector combo. Yes. The smoke detector combo with the carbon monoxide. A lot of them do that now. And
right.
it's just, it's really important to know, like I said, and some things, you know, if you have become, you know, victim to this in your house, you know, you might have chronic headaches, nausea, shortness of breath. And a lot of people sometimes think, oh, that they're just sick. They're not correlating it with, you know, this issue. So just be safe, you know, keep in mind that this is the season to, you know, just double check things and remind these little tips in your head, because it's definitely something dangerous that could really do horrible, horrible things. So you can go online. There's more information about it at the North Hempstead website, or you can always call 311 for any more information about that. This is on a happier note, the Sid Jacobson Community Players are presenting the Drowsy Chaperone, and that's at, like I said, the Sid Jacobson JCC in East Hills, and that's going to be on Saturday, January 30th and February 6th. That's at 8 p.m., and then it's also offered on Sunday, January 31st and February 7th at 2 p.m. It should be a really fun musical. They're very, very talented, the players over at Sid Jacobson, and there's free valet parking.
Oh, that's good.
Which it goes, I mean, a huge
that's
way.
That's a big parking lot.
Yeah,
over there too.
It is. And it's just great. You know, so this way you can just pull your car up and not have to worry about parking. And tickets for that are $22. Seniors have a $20 ticket. And they also have special group breaks. So if you want to get a huge group of people.
Terrific. I know. It's over.
I'm thinking, is Christina going to be in that?
Only by popular demand. We got enough calls in. We'll see what we can do.
That's it for this week. Thank you, everybody, for listening. You've been listening to Senior Talk Radio, 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. Next week is Judy Bosworth's
State of the
Town address. So we won't be here. We'll be there.
That's right.